Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, let's talk about Daniel, the guy that we know from Daniel and the Lion's Den. So when we think about this, if you go to chapter 6 and verse 4 in the book of Daniel, it says, "Then the other administrators and high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy." Now, we don't get to say that about many people in America today, do we? I mean, when we look at corruption in almost every level of not just government, but business, we find one another questioning everybody and everything. And when you read the story of Daniel, I mean, you can identify with the characteristics that scream out integrity. That is something that I believe goes hand in hand with something near to all of us right now, and that is civility. That we really can't have civility until we have people of integrity. So to give us a little context, Daniel was a guy of high integrity, and King Darius, whom he served, knew it. So he places Daniel over the entire providential regions, 120 of them, kind of like a prime minister. And this was because the king noticed these qualities inside of Daniel. One, that he was faithful. Daniel was loyal. He did what the king requested. He didn't gossip against or behind the king's back. He was faithful. My friend, we are called to be men and women that are faithful. Secondly, Daniel was responsible. He followed through on his job and his responsibilities, and he was extraordinarily and tremendously gifted as an administrator and well-organized. He made sure all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. He was timely. He could be counted on. He was responsible. Wow, how many people can you say that about? That this is a person that was faithful. They did what they said. They were the same person in front of everybody. They were responsible. They delivered on what they promised. And when they did, it was done well. And then Daniel was also trustworthy. He was honest as the day is long. He wasn't sneaky. You didn't see those shifty eyes. He wasn't worried about what he said to one person because what he spoke was truth. He wasn't a liar. He was a man of impeccable character and integrity. His motives were absolutely pure. And this is maybe one of the most beautiful things. His word truly was his bond. He was trustworthy. Friend, today, I wonder if maybe we look at our world and want to make it a better place. And if so, maybe the first process that we need to start working on internally is that we become faithful, responsible, and trustworthy. Can you and I say the same things when people examine our life? Or are we the kind of person that kind of cuts every corner? Or do people really have reason to trust us? Or are we truly deep down when we know everything about ourselves faithful? Do we have blind spots that we need to address? And like Daniel, are we faithful, responsible, and trustworthy? I think maybe the truth be known, each of us can make progress in those three areas of our lives. Remember, integrity is never about perfection, but it is about authenticity. Today, let us make a commitment to become people who are faithful, responsible, and trustworthy, and continue to move forward for the cause of Christ. Thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. It means so much that you would be a part of this day-to-day, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week encouragement. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!